Welcome to episode 203 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. This week's show, by sheer accident, comes as a cautionary tale for anyone who plans to set out for a spot of location scouting ahead of their photography shoot. Regular listeners will know that I often check out potential locations ahead of time, and typically, I've never come across any problems other than receiving a simple no when seeking out permissions. Well, in this episode, I'd like to share a less positive experience I recently had. As you'll hear, things were moving along well enough until a conversation which took me aback rather. I always try to do everything the proper way, considerate and above board, so it really was quite disappointing to see my trip out conclude in the way it did. So, here we go then. Welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 203. It's just after 11:30 in the morning, and I am parked up at the side of the road. Today I'm on a quest to find a location for a set of pictures which will accompany a feature that I'm writing. Now, where I'm set at the moment is right next to a field with a river and a cottage in the distance, and this is somewhere that I had in mind for the location for a good sort of few weeks. Now, I should just say, it's all very well just setting up a tent in a field and doing a picture. That's not what I'm after. I'm very specifically looking to try to get a wintry shot, which is getting more and more difficult because, you know, the weather is getting warmer, we're approaching the spring and all that sort of thing. And so every day I'm looking at the weather forecast, and over the coming few days, there are a couple of days where it's going to be hitting around about 0 degrees C or 1 degree, something like that. Not as ideal as it had been a week or so ago when I had to pull out from a previous attempt. It was sort of going down to about -2. What I'm after is frost. And so I am pushing it a bit. I appreciate that. We'll just have to wait and see. I do have the benefit that it's open, this land, so more likely to get the frost than a built-up area. Now, the reason I'm not, at the moment, looking at this particular location is I have been in contact with the landowner, and they're a busy corporate type, and, you know, had an initial sort of to and fro with some messages, and it's gone absolutely quiet. Now, it could be that this person is just far too busy to deal with me, or maybe they're not well. One thing that I did get told was that this particular field is under standing water. Well, I wasn't sure about this, and I've just checked, and sure enough, it is not standing water. The field over the other side of the road does have standing water, so I'm going to get back in touch with them today and say, look, I was passing by this morning, noticed that the field that I'm, you know, keen to set up in is actually absolutely fine. Can we make this happen? Is this okay? I don't want to push it too much, which is why I'm looking for a plan B today. So what I thought I'd do is just talk through the process as I'm out and about. I'm going to be starting and stopping perhaps a little bit, because you don't want to hear me doing all the driving and all that sort of thing today. And I will just talk as I go along. Hopefully I'm going to be speaking to some farmers or landowners. You know, I could go and pitch up somewhere, sort of pitch late, rise early, all the wild camping sort of thing. But I'm keen to work with local landowners and see if I can build some connections there. And also, this is quite low-lying land with a road, a B road running alongside it. So, you know, if I did do that, I wouldn't want to have the police coming out in the middle of the night, or sort of people sort of walking over to me saying, what are you doing, da da da. I want to have it all above board on this occasion. And also, setting up a tent is not the most subtle thing to do in a field. If I was doing the wild camp, chances are I'd use a smaller tent or a tarp and bivvy and just be very stealthy and that sort of thing. So that's the precursor to my outing. Maybe going to be possibly an hour or two, because I've got lots to be getting on with today. And I'm a little bit behind on time as it is. So I'm going to leave it there for the moment, and I will catch up with you just as soon as I'm at the next point where I've got something to say. Okay, so I have parked the car up, and I'm just going to throw a few bits in the back because I don't want them on show. Not that it's anything really worth stealing. Just gets it out of the way, keeps it all tidy. One thing I should say, I've got with me an ordnance survey map of the local area. I've also got, I've got a point and shoot camera, my Canon G7X, which is now my behind the scenes sort of go-to little camera there. I'm sat on the back of my car here, what you call the tailgate, just inside the boot, or the trunk, as our American cousins would call it. And I can see that there's some smoke coming from one of the fields. So what I think I might do, because I'm parked up in the lay-by here, what I thought I might do is just go and jump over a fence and see if I can speak to whoever might be there, because basically I want to keep it local this time. I'm not worried about going up into the hills. I just need a nice rural setting which does the job. I'm not going to give too much away, but I think that's what I'm going to do. So I'll just close the door up. It's a bit breezy up here, so I do apologise for that. Let's have a look. I can leave my map in here. I don't need that. There we go. I'm going to grab my phone, of course. Well, it's breezy. That's the thing with this time of year. There we go. Let's have a little wander. So I do apologise for any wind noise that is around the microphone. I'm just going to put the wing mirror in so no one clips that. You get a lot of sort of agricultural vehicles coming through here and 4x4s. Now I'm just going to... what I'm going to do, I'm going to go under the fence. There's a barbed wire fence here. Now, I don't consider this to be trespassing because I'm actually trying to find someone, trying to find the farmer. Let's have a look here. See, this is quite a tucked away location. It's nice, it's got the hills and everything in the background. That could be okay. I really wanted to go by the river, but that might be something for another time, who knows. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to carry on talking as I walk up this dirt track. If I come across anyone, it's very squelchy under here at the moment, I need some higher ground. If I come across anyone, I will pause this and get back to you. Just talking a little bit quieter as I come up here. Hello? Is anyone up here? There doesn't appear to be anyone. Just going to go down this track. Now, the trouble is with this field that I've found right here, there are some sort of crops on here, so I wouldn't be able to pitch here. Let's see. No, nothing there. Okay, so I'm going to backtrack. All that smoke was is they are burning some foliage, I think. It's very, very smoky walking through here. Let's have a look. Yeah, it's just sticks and bits of wood and rubbish. Okay, so no joy here. So that's fine, that's what a location scout trip is all about. Randomly, there's a stepladder up in the air there. Very odd. So, I'm going to carry on back down the hill here. And I will get back to you once I'm a little further in my journey. I've got a couple of options already for the kind of return down the hill. Thankfully, it's not raining at this moment. I was all set to come out. Oh, hang on, kiss of death saying that. It's just started raining. I was just about to head out and it absolutely started pelting it down with rain and the wind got up, but it all just sort of subsided as I stepped out. So it's a bit of a changeable weather kind of day, I think. But there we go, nothing at this spot, but I will leave it there and get back to you shortly. Okay. Okay, so what I've basically done is driven around a bit and I've turned around and I pulled over to look at my OS map, and someone tooted me because I was parked up in the way of their drive, which is fair enough. So I basically, that kind of forced me to turn around, which is fine because I got to the point where it was sort of further than I was wanting to go, so that's fine. What I'm going to do now is... There was a place that I passed on the way over, which was perfect. It had a river with a bridge. It had sheep in a field. It looked to be fairly dry, the ground. We've had quite a bit of rain at the moment. I'm not too worried about pitching a tent where it's a little bit soggy. I mean, tents are designed for this sort of thing. So what I'm going to do is go back down this hill, past a farmhouse, go back to check the location that I had in mind, and I will catch up with you when I'm sort of down there, I think. Well, there we go. So I think I'm making progress. If nothing comes from that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to check that location, go to the farmhouse and ask them about that bit of land, if that is their land and what have you. Might garner some progress. And if not, I'm going to head on up somewhere a little bit more countryfied. The other thing is, I don't really want to leave my car when I do the overnighter. I don't want to leave my car just at the roadside. So if I have the opportunity to park it somewhere and then, you know, somewhere a bit more secure, and then sort of walk for 20 minutes or something, or a mile or something, that's fine. So it's all these things that I'm having to consider. Anyway, I'll leave it there. The rain is starting to come heavier again. It's a lovely bright day. It's just a case of suck it and see, take it as it comes, and hopefully I will have a bit of a result, but you know, this is just how it goes. But anyway, for now I'm going to leave it there and I'll catch up with you in just a while. Okay, so I have parked up in the car park of a church here. It's a lovely church. I think it's 13th century. It's something that is on my radar for to feature in articles in the future. But what I'm going to do is just head on out. Sun's shining. Looks good. Okay. What I'm going to do is just take a little walk up the road, I think. Watch where I'm going, because this is, of course, these are all country roads here, and they are susceptible to getting very, very wet, because of course the mud gathers, gets splattered all along the hedgerows and at the side of the road, and where we've got fields around with a gently sloping, you end up with the water washing the mud down onto the road, and cars come tearing round like this one here. And they don't have time to slow down, and these are winding roads, and you know what happens next. So anyway, just looking at this field that is now to the left of me, I can see that where there are little dips in it, it's kind of got sort of gathered water there. Right, I'm just going to have to get up on the bank here. Let me just move across here, run along, because there are lots of this traffic here. We've got, there's a tractor coming along. And face on to a BMW who's ground to a halt, so I'm just going to stay out of the way. Actually, what's quite nice here is this gives me a good viewpoint, actually. I hadn't really hadn't thought. That's rather good. So what I've got in front of me, and I'm going to get my little point and shoot out here. This is quite nice. It's fairly raised. We've got basically two fields separated by a fence. In the far field, you've got sheep. And you've got a load of molehills here, which is quite interesting. That could be nice for texture and just interest in shots. And you've got this... the channel of the river running through, so I'm going to take my G7X, make sure it's set up as I want it. Okay, I'm going to set the ISO to 125 because it's a lovely bright day. I'm going to set the aperture to F8. Let's see what that's giving me. It doesn't really matter. This is only just as a guide. 250th. So I can afford actually to go, whoops, all the way to F11. That wind's picking up a bit. I'm just going to do a quick shot across the road. That's fine. And I'm going to, now that I can, jump across, go across the road here. Might be able to hear the river. This is nice. This would be a nice little spot if I could. It's sort of, oh, there's a car coming, just get in here. It's rather nice with this river. I'm just doing another quick shot, 125th. There we go. I'm going to do, just for reference shots here, what have I got here? It's on macro from a previous shot that I did, so I don't want to worry about that. Turn that off. Okay, let's carry on walking. So the ground is fairly high. Just going to watch myself. The ground is fairly high here, which is good because I could essentially pitch. I want to pitch somewhere where I've got the river quite close to the tents. Now, the rivers are really quite high, not quite burst. Well, some of them locally have burst. But I'm looking at the distance here. We've got hills and trees. It's lovely. If I can get those in, that would be nice. So I can see a spot that I would like. So I'm going to take a quick shot just for my reference. And I can see the farmhouse in the background, which would also be really nice. There we go. Quick shot there. Oh, sun's coming out now that I've taken that. Let's do another one. There we go. Perfect. And one more here. There we go. Sun's gone in again. That could work. That could really work. So I'm just going to carry on walking a bit further down the road, and I'll catch up with you in a minute, because that wasn't where I originally thought about for the pitch. So I'll catch up in just a second. Okay, so I'm looking for an opening somewhere that I can sort of step off the road here. I think I've found one. I've come basically to the far end of this field where the fence carries on. It's obviously going to be damp underfoot, but I can't see that it's too boggy here. But I think in terms of the pitch, I like it where it has the little river there. And we're talking very last minute on this particular one. Probably in the next few days. So by the time this goes live, if it has gone ahead, my wild camp will have taken place. It's not so good down this end, but that's fine. I just wanted to explore down to the far end. Now, just as a point of reference, those of you that have been listening to the podcast for a very long time, perhaps from the very start, I'm just going to jump over to the other side of the road because we're right on a blind corner here. Do you remember me talking about a location scout where I could see there was a hill and it was quite sharp? It was sort of like a almost 45 degree sort of line of the field against the sky. And I was talking about maybe setting up a mountain biking shot with a guy on a bike just almost in silhouette coming down the hill. Do you remember that? Well, that is exactly where I am at the moment. I'm not worried about thinking about specific shots at the moment because I need to find a location, and then once I have permission, hopefully, and oh, that wind's picking up, I do apologise, once I can talk to the landowner, the farmer or what have you, I then will have the chance to explore a little bit and see what's around. But there's no point wasting time. I'm up on this higher bank and it gives me a view down. I think that would be really quite nice. My plan is to pitch sort of late afternoon and then be gone early so I don't attract too much attention. Let's just see. Get my camera out again. Gonna do zoom in just to go across the road there. That's quite nice. That sun's gone in again, of course. Gonna change it down to where are we? Let's go to f5.6. I apologize for the wind's noise again. Wow, that can make for interesting camping. There we go. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to hold off there. I will drive up to the farmhouse. And hopefully, I saw there was a car parked outside. So hopefully I'll be able to talk to whoever's in there. See if they would be happy to let me do an overnighter. And then that would be perfect. That would be the end of my, possibly the end of my little walk around today, because I've got so much I've got to get on with. But there we go. So I'm going to leave it there for the moment. Ah, wind's dropped right down now that I'm a bit lower. It's amazing. It's only a few feet difference. So I'm going to leave it there and I'll get back to you very soon. Right, so we are making progress. I've just spoken to a lady in a couple of the farm cottages. She says I now need to go all the way to the far end of a track here and speak to the person that's up there. I didn't know that there was another house there. Maybe it might have been the one that I saw from the edge of the field. I don't know. But that's the next step, so fingers crossed. Well, that was disappointing. I went all the way up the track, went up to the buildings, just farm buildings. All the doors are open, there's machinery, lights on, all the usual stuff. Two cars, including a 4x4, which I passed on the road some minutes ago. And would you believe, no one is there. Or if they are, they are not answering the door. So what I'm going to do is have a real punt on this, because this could be... this could work. What I'm going to do is I'm going to head back up the hill to where I had that, there was that fire where they were burning old sticks and things. I'm going to go up there, see if he's up there, and if not, I'm going to, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I'm going to head off to another location not far from here and see what that brings. But again, I will catch up with you in just a while. Okay, so I have talked to a farmer's assistant in another village along the way. Didn't have any luck previously going up back to where that fire was. But I'm stood at the corner of a field here with a farm behind me, the track going along into the distance. And ahead of me, you can tell that wind is still blowing around, ahead of me is a nice little valley, like it seems like a dip, almost like in a valley with the trees surrounding it. It would be a really nice little spot just to set a tent overnight. I'm told that the farmer is quite amenable. He might be open to the idea. I just have to track him down because, of course, as is typical, he's just happened to have walked off quickly. So I'm going to keep an eye out. I'm going to loiter around a little bit because this could be another option. If not, I think I mentioned before, what I'm going to do is try to go back to that other farm where the river was in his field there and see what I can do there, because it'll be nice to get a couple of options over the next week or so. I'm not so worried if one of them isn't, you know, covered in frost and everything. That's fine. I just need to build a few shots into my feature. So all is not lost just yet, but back into the car, just sit for a little while, see if I can see the farmer return, and then see about heading back, I think. Okay, so I am at another lay-by, and I just want to round off this recording with... well, I'm going to tell you exactly what's happened, because I think it's only right that, you know, this is an educational podcast. This is your chance to, you know, to hear behind the scenes the things that we have to deal with, the processes that we go through and what have you. So I've just had quite a big conversation with a local farmer. The farmer in one of the first locations that I looked at, you remember I was talking about the field with the stream and what have you. Now, I'd already visited there, knocked very hard, rung the doorbell, walked away the first time. And I thought, you know what, I'll come back later, see what I can do. When I went back just now, one of his colleagues, the gentleman was attending to the lambs and what have you, and he said, oh yeah, he's a nice chap, you should, you know, have a chat with him, that's fine, you might have to knock very hard. So I said, okay, no problem, I'll try again. So I went back up to the house and I knocked on the outside door, and then it occurred to me that actually that was like a porch. So I thought, okay, what I'll do is I will step inside to knock again. And I went a little bit further into the house than ordinarily I would want to, because it doesn't feel, you know, it doesn't sit easy with me. But I, you know, the other gentleman had made it clear that maybe this man may not have heard me. So, you know, for all I knew, he might have been an older gentleman with poor hearing, what have you. Anyway, so he then ultimately sort of came down to see me, what have you. And we sort of went outside and, long story short, went back to my car and we got chatting, what have you. And I said to him, I said, you know, I'm here to seek permission to set up a tent in your field, just, you know, one evening, what have you, or if it, I want permission to do this. Now, he was very caught up on the fact that I had gone into the porch and so forth of his house. Okay, I can fully appreciate that. However, I felt that, you know, having spoken to the other gentleman, it was a step that I needed to take in order to speak to him. The irony being that I was there to seek permission for this camping. Anyway, we got chatting by the car and what have you, and he said, oh, have you got a card, and I'll get back to you, what have you. So I did, in good faith, what have you. He then accuses me of being a traveller, just because I'm talking about camping. He then, when I try to define what wild camping is, he says that doesn't the whole camping thing and seeking permission, you know, you can't just turn up anywhere and pitch. I said, well, that's exactly the point of the feature I'm putting together, and this is why I'm, you know, trying to get permission. He says, okay, so, and I said to him, I said, I'm not going to tell anyone the location. It's a generic illustrative shot. I'm not going to name names, not going to name places, anything like that. Oh, what if someone thinks, oh, I know where that is, I'm going to pitch there. I said, well, do you know what, and we went into, I was talking about the wild camping laws that govern Scotland and Wales and all this thing, and I could see that he was getting more and more, I don't know, I mean, I'm sure, I like to think I'm level-headed over these things, and I'm sure that he wants to know that everything's above board. Why he accused me of being a traveller, I'm not quite sure. I think, you know, what I try to do with my articles and all the things that I do is it is basically educating people. And it, I would imagine maybe he's had some issues in the past with people have upset him with just turning up on his land. I don't know. It's purely speculative. I appreciate he didn't like the fact that I had to go in the front door of his house to try and get his attention. I could hear that a washing machine was on, so in my mind I thought, okay, he probably can't hear me over the sound of the washing machine. Anyway, it got to a point where basically he says, I'll take your card. I said, well, look, do you know what, we can end this just here. I said, I can tell you're not really sold on this or happy with it, what have you. I said, just, you know, you can give me my card back, I'll go away and I'll leave, you know. No, I'm keeping your card. I said, well, you just give me my card back and what have you. So he said, no, I'm keeping it. And if I see that anything's nicked, and I thought, oh, great, so here we go. So just a cautionary tale. And as I said to him, like previous to that, I know that I am completely above board. I am affiliated to organisations. I'm established in the industry. I'm a local lad compared to where this place is. Everything is about just about as legitimate as it possibly could be, seeking permissions and all this sort of thing. And I even said to him, look, you can say no. If you want to say no, just say no, and I won't take it personally, that's fine. But when someone starts to say, oh yeah, wild campers, yeah, there's a name for that, it's pikies and all this sort of thing, and then accuse me of stealing stuff, do you know what, if he did turn around and said to me, yeah, do you know what, I'm sorry, you're right, I see what you can do, you're welcome to do this, just give me notice, what have you, I would have to think, really think hard now as to whether I want to do it, because there is not the trust there, and there needs to be the trust whenever you're collaborating on anything. All parties involved need to be on the same level playing field. Everyone needs to know what is expected. He's asking me, what's your commercial gain? And I said, well, as I said, I'm a photographer and writer. What book is it? I said, well, it's not a book. It's from a magazine. Or what magazines? And I named some titles. Oh, I never heard of it. Well, that's fair enough. I only know a handful of farming magazines. I it's not my industry. So it's really... It has frustrated me, and I'll be honest, upset me a little bit, because I like to see the good in people. And when other people had said, oh yeah, I'm sure, you know, I think the issue is the fact that I had to go a little bit further to get his attention. It's not something that I would normally do. And as I said to him, when he said, oh, did you come into my house? And I said, yeah, I'll be honest, I did. I said, but when I didn't immediately get a response, this is when I immediately came out from there, because it didn't sit well with me. I was merely trying to get my response. Anyway, I'm not going to ramble on anymore. If you are looking to build connections, just be aware that sometimes for all your planning, all your efforts, all your trying to be absolutely above board and keep everyone happy, it doesn't always go to plan. So, you know, hopefully... It's just one of those things. We'll put it down to experience and what have you. If he does get in touch, we'll take it from there. But, you know, it's just a real shame to end an otherwise, I say productive morning. I've not got a lot closer to securing a location as I had hoped. But there we go. So it's been productive, but not ended in the way that I hoped. I dare say a lot of you may well have questions about this. If you do, then by all means, please do get in touch in the usual way. But for now, I will leave it there. I'd just like to clarify one thing. The farmer concerned referred to the term traveller in a very demeaning and disrespectful way, perhaps based on how this group of people is often portrayed in the media. Personally, I have nothing against them and have never had any negative interactions with them. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.